Lawyers for former President Trump went on the offensive today in a new phase of his historic second impeachment trial. Here's lawyer Michael Van Der Veen in the U.S. Senate dismissing Democrats who tried to make the case this week that President Trump incited the deadly Capitol riot on January 6th.
Hatred is at the heart of the House manager's frivolous attempt to blame Donald Trump for the criminal acts of the rioters based on double hearsay statements of fringe right-wing groups based on no real evidence other than rank speculation.
NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis is following this proceeding, and she joins us now. Hi, Sue.
Hey there.
So safe to say this has been a very different presentation from Trump's lawyers compared to what we saw from the defense on Tuesday. What did you hear in that clip, and what are you taking away so far?
Well, I think that they're using some of the tactics that the House impeachment managers used to great effect in that Senate chamber, specifically the use of video. This is something that the House impeachment managers did to drive home messages over and over again. The defense managers have been using the sort of same video clips on repeat, and they're really sticking to their core arguments. One is a process one, that they don't believe the trial is constitutional, that they don't believe the president was afforded due process. They criticize things like the House impeachment managers using never before seen security footage to make their case, saying that, you know, the defense team was never given access to that kind of information before the trial. And they've really focused on this First Amendment question, saying that, you know, the president's speech was protected under the First Amendment, and pushing back on Democrats, saying that, you know, over the course of their careers and highlighting many Democrats in the room, even, they have used similar fight language. Now, of course, obviously here, context matters in when you're talking about political language and inflammatory political language. So just the use of the word fight is not equal across all circumstances. But that has been a very...
Well, let me just jump in there, Sue, because we do have part of the video from the defense, that very video you're talking about. Let's listen.
Democrats are going to fight like hell.
We fight like hell.
I'm going to fight like hell.
I will fight like hell.
We're going to fight like hell.
I'm going to fight like hell.
Fight like hell.
All right, so I recognize some of the voices in there. It featured just about every prominent Democrat you could think of in Washington. But as you say, the context is important. Is it a fair comparison?
Probably not. I mean, you know, this is obviously something that I think we're going to hear Republicans talk about when they in their defense of the president. But the context, again, really does matter. All politicians use some element of aggressive language. It's a hallmark of American politics. Saying you're going to fight for an issue or you're going to fight for a cause is not incredibly provocative political speech on its own. What the what the impeachment managers have focused on is a pattern of inflammatory language building up to an event, and then language at an event that immediately following it provoked a violent attack on the Capitol. Now, if there was a comparison to that on the Democratic side, I think the defense team would have very much employed it today.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, this is something that they're going to point to consistently throughout this defense. We don't imagine they're going to make much more of a case. They said they're only going to take up about 3 or 4 hours today. So they're about halfway through the case that they're going to make before the Senate.
All right. So this could be over today, their defense anyways. And once that does happen, senators are going to have a chance to ask questions, I believe, of both sides, right? What are you expecting from the question period?
Yes. I mean, we've witnessed this before in the first impeachment. They're only allotted 4 hours. That's what they agreed to at the onset of the trial. Senators have to submit all of their questions in writing, so we won't hear from them directly, but they will be read to the House impeachment managers and the defense. They can direct questions to either team, and they can, quite frankly, ask about anything they want. We know that some of the senators we're watching most closely are the Republicans who have indicated they could be votes to convict. Two examples of that, Mitt Romney, Republican from Utah. He told reporters this morning he's got 5 questions ready to go. He did not give any preview of what they are. Lisa Murkowski is a Republican from Alaska. She also said she's got some questions for the defense. And while she was quite critical of the defense team on their first day in the trial, she did just tell reporters briefly that she thought that they were doing a much better job of making their case.
Even if those two Republicans and a handful of others do vote to convict, they're going to need 17 for it to actually happen. So walk us through the timeline here. When do you think we could see a vote and have this thing wrapped up?
You know, the overall motivation of this impeachment trial seems to be to get it over with. That seems true among Republicans and Democrats alike. So if the defense only takes a couple hours this afternoon, they could move on to those 4 hours of Senate questions after that. And that would put them on track to wrap tomorrow. You know, they will be able to entertain motions to hear witnesses, but all indication is that they're not going to request any additional witnesses to come and testify. Yeah. Senators are saying they have all the information they need right now to make their decision.
All right. Sue Davis, thanks so much.
You're welcome.